good Ner Shabbos, a good Ner Shabbos, a lift to Ger Shabbos. So we're going to piece in our Chaim Kodesh. This is Yartzeit today. We've Akash Yisrael to the Tzaddik. Have a lift to Ger Shabbos, a lift to Ger Shabbos, a lift to Ger 3 weeks. This is why I'm saying that when Mashiach comes in 3 weeks, it's going to be a Yontif, right? So Shabbos with Thomas and Tisha B'Av will be Yom Tov and everything between a Chol HaMoed. So we should zeichet to see it. So in the parsha we have Bilam's klolos that turned into brachas. So one of the things that he says is really not a bracha for Klal Yisrael. It's a personal bracha. He gives himself a bracha. It says in pasuk Thomas Nafshi Mais Yisharim Utihi Achrisi Kamoyu, that Thomas Nafshi, that I, Bilam says that I should pass away. My death should be like the death of those that are straight. In other words, I should die like a yid. Utihi Achrisi Kamoyu, my end should be like him, be like Yaakov Avinu. So he's giving himself a bracha that his end, he should die like a yid. What does that mean? So the Racham HaKadosh is like this. He says a few pshatim, but one shot. Oy dirtza. Shebegil yom hamisa, what Bilam is asking for, what he's davening, what he's giving himself a bracha for, is that when it comes to the day of his death, yitav d'racha of mimaisav aroyim v'tevas. If he should do tshuva before he dies. So it sounds like it's a gavaldig thing. He said it's a good aspiration. But he says, Ki Rasha Shavumasaya, but this is, he's a Rasha. He's a big Rasha from all the nations of the world, he's the biggest Rasha. Vasoina Shaisle Sakanis Kumamarzal, Tagadolov, and his own donkey, which we know he had a relationship with, the donkey could also testify that he was a big Rasha. So we have to, by Yidden you have to touch everything they say is in a good way. By Rishayim of our enemies, you have to touch in the opposite way. So when he says Thomas Nafshi Masi Sharm, it sounds like ready there's a holy Zach in Bilam. It's not holy. Because what he was davening for is, he doesn't want to do tshuva until the moment before he dies. Right? That's what he means. In other words, what he's having the taiva for, Shavashas Misa Yashuv, at the moment of his death he should do tshuva, via Yashur Ki Yashurim Shavumais, and he should end up being straight. Lufish Omer Amazga, because he knows his nature. Finhu Ra B'tachlus Ra, he's mamish evil. The Nimna Menu Association, he doesn't want to live an upright way. He doesn't want to live like a tzaddik, but he wants to get all the benefits of a tzaddik. So he wants to time it properly. He wants to do tshuva exactly right before he passes away. Lezeshul, that's what he's asking for. Davash Yochalia, something that he can handle, which is what? Living a life of Bilam. Shavashaz, Dikduka Shalmovis, the moment where the neshama is about to leave, Yeh Yashar. Oh, that's when he's going to do tshuva. He says, Ki Yitzib is the Racham Kesh says, an interesting thing. He says, similarly, Risi Rishoyim. Shalom really befeirish. The Archaim Kodesh says, I've had how many Rishon could he be hanging out with? But the truth is, the Archaim Kodesh was Isaac and Tikkun Neshamas. So it could be that these are people that he was talking to that were not alive anymore. But he says, I've spoken to Rishonim that they told me befeirish. So if they knew exactly the moment of their death, they taka do tshuva right before. That wouldn't be right. The problem is, they don't believe that they could handle living a life of tshuva. So that's why they keep pushing it off, because they don't believe that they can do it. Kidvar melech aleim, because the king is on top of them. Melech zaken uksil, the old foolish king, that was the Yitzhar, rachmal etzlan. V'leisholah rasha sheyomis v'mises ha-tzadikim shav Yisrael. Therefore the rasha, the Bilam over here, is not asking that he should become a tzaddik. He knows that. Ki hu min anim nashigi ha-sagazai. See, that's not part of his, it's not in his radar. What he's davening for is that he should get all the benefits after Misa, but live the life of a Rasha, because he wants to do tshuva right exactly before. But that's what he says, what the ikar is. But why? But for Yidden. So Bilam has that cholam because Bilam is a Rasha. But even, he says, but even some Yidden that have such an idea, it's only because of Yish, because they don't believe they could handle it. But that's not true. That's not true. You know, Enakadosh Baruch Hu, Bab Mitruni, and Bryce. So the Rabban Hashem only demands of us what we can do. So if the Rabban Hashem says, you know, through my Shavena, ki karva lecha davar ma'id, and you know, ki mitzvah, zayis, the mitzvah of tshuva is not a difficult thing. It means not only you could do tshuva, it means you could live the life of about tshuva also. You have to believe that we can do that, Bez Hashem, the kaich of the tzaddik. Hashem Shablas has taka, we should have a lichtig Erev Shabbos, a lichtig Shabbos, and the whole 3 weeks should be nesapich, miklal lebracha, just like the klaus of Bilmur nesapich lebracha. The Gemara says that despite the fact that all of his klaus were transformed to brachas, but the brachas didn't last. Amaisa didn't last. That's because at the end of the day, he was a kli ra, b'tachlis ra, like the Aruch Chaim Kodesh says. But when the Rabbanu Shalom changes brachas klaus into brachas, then it lasts forever. Okay. Right. We have to experience it.